Right now, I want to wrap everything that I say this morning around the word love. In fact, the theme that I want recorded in your heart today is that I'm commanded to love by His love. Commanded to love by His love. So watch as we take a look at the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now, watch the turn, how this takes a turn for you. Love, beloved, verse 7 again, let us love one another, for, then there's a semicolon there, which means something else to follow. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth Him. So now, watch what else is going to say. Verse 8, he says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Now, folks, that's cool right there, but that ain't the cool words that I want to deal with this morning. Listen to this. Verse 10. Herein, did you all hear that? Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And that is the verse that I want to wrap everything around, saying that we are commanded to love by His love. So, all God is asking us to do is to do what He has done. And I shared a message at our church on this, and I think I possibly disturbed some of the guys at our church, because I said that if a man truly love and know how to love his wife by what God laid down, then he will never have to worry about losing his wife. Now, I know I did disturb some of our guys at our church, but I further said that I'm a living example of what not to do. I'm a living example of what not to do. Yeah, did I love my wife? Yeah. Did I love my wife? No. Wait, preacher, which is it? I loved her with my eyes. I loved her with my way. But that's not what God is talking about. He's talking about He wants us to love each other as He loved us. Well, God, if I had the guts and the gall to say, Lord, what do you mean? He said, well, the love that I have for you is I gave all I had for you. I knew you before you were created. That once I created you and give you free will to do anything you wanted to do, you were going to run across the field on me. I knew that. So since I knew that, I prepared for what I knew you would do. So this didn't slip up on God. Our behavior, our acts, and the things that we've done against God didn't slip up on God. He knew that. But doggone it, He loved us so much until He said, whatever you do to me, I'm going to love you. And that's what verse 10 said. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. Now, the Sunday before I spoke before this message, I spoke last Sunday, and I said to our people, I said this. I said, you know what? I'm going to bring a message this morning that I don't know how to bring. And everybody was quiet. Ooh. I'm going to bring you a message that I don't know what in the world I'm talking about. I cannot explain it. I never will. If I live another, I'm coming up on 82. If I live another 82 years, I would never learn how to explain this message, no matter what books I read or what. I said, here it comes. How in the world can God love us the way he loves us in spite of how we treat him? So any man who treats his wife like God has laid down for him to treat, she ain't going nowhere. She can't, because she's commanded by your love to give back to you. You say, well, wait a minute. I bought this for my wife. I bought her a house. I bought her a car. I gave her new dresses, and I did this, and I did that. Blah, 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 blah. And we can go on and on. Now, I'm telling you what I did. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's what I did. I said, hey, wife, I am the one who put you through school. While I was going through school as a civil engineer, I put her through school concurrent with me. So I think I done something. But when she did not do what I thought she ought to do and how she ought to treat me, I was uptight to no end. That ain't how God did it. He loved us in spite of us. So we are commanded. We are commanded to love by his love. So I ask a couple, two or three questions. Let's start off with this one. What does human love look like on the highway of life? I want you to listen up on this one. What does human love look like on the highway of life? Whoa, that's a big one. Well, first of all, let's look at it. True love has nothing to do with the behavior. It has nothing to do with the behavior of its object. So most of our love on the highway of our life, we treat others, we try to treat others like they treat us. And that ain't what God is talking about. He is saying, in spite of how your brother or your sister or your wife or your child or whoever else treats you, you love them anyway, because that's how I love. It's big, folks. It ain't little. It's big. So true love has nothing to do with the behavior of its object. So if my wife don't act right, I ain't supposed to worry about that. I'm still supposed to buy her some flowers on Valentine's. I'm still supposed to buy her some flowers for her birthday and other things that comes about in her life. That's what I'm supposed to do if I truly am going to love like God wants me to love. But that's not how we do it. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to take you over to 1 Corinthians. Let's look at something. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Watch this. I'm just going to start right off with verse 1. Do I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love? I am become sounding brass or tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountain and have not love, and of course Paul used the word charity, I'm nothing. And watch this one, folks. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. So you ain't got, I ain't have nothing because I put my wife through school. I ain't have nothing because I did without and bought her the finest dresses because the lady was fine. Ain't no doubt about that. She would put it as they come. As far as I was concerned, I met her when she was 14 and I was 16. And that was the end of that story. But the bottom line is, I wanted her to acknowledge me as being all of that plus a bag of chips. So that means then, I have reactive love. If you treat me like I want to, I give you something. That's not what God's looking for. But watch what else he said. Love, verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, love suffers long. That's one attribute of love. It's kind. That's another attribute of love. Envieth not. That's another attribute of love. Vaunteth not itself. That's another attribute of love. Ain't puffed up. That's another attribute. Look at all that stuff that Paul is telling us that what love looks like. What it's supposed to look like. And in fact, that's what it does look like. Do it not behave itself unseemingly. Seek not her own. Is not easily provoked. Well, that one didn't fit too good with Brother Henry, because Brother Henry, if he didn't treat Brother Henry right, did y'all hear what I said? No, you probably didn't. I didn't hear it either. Not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endure all things. Love never fails. What is it that I'm really saying, brothers and sisters, to this whole mission? God has commanded us by his own love on how we are to love. Now, I picked up out of this thing and I looked at some other words that is becoming to what God is saying. He says, now, I want you to love your wife as I love the church. Now, let's watch, see what that looks like. Now, remember, I ask you, what does human love look like on the highway of life? Now, here's what he's saying. Actually, what he's saying, I want you to know that you are the image of God. Now, that's what the Bible says. I don't know if y'all, can I say y'all? Well, I just did. Y'all, I don't know what y'all think, but I believe the Bible front to cover, back cover to the front again. Do I do it? No. Do I believe it? Yeah. So I'm the image of God. That's what my life's supposed to look like. Now let's look at this word image. So we are the image of God. Therefore, we cannot look different than the thing that formed us. Boo, boo. I don't know if you understood that or not. Well, let me run through that again. We are the image of God. Therefore, semicolon, we cannot look different than the thing that formed us. Now, I use the word thing because it's the best word I had at this point. So if God formed us, that's what we need to look like. Well, you say, well, does he walk on two legs and all that? Oh, I ain't talking about that. I was standing when I was speaking this sermon at my church, and I had a light behind me, which made me cast a shadow. And I asked all the people, hundreds of them sitting in there, I asked the people, can you see my shadow? And they said, yes. I said, and I started walking. I said, what's my shadow doing? They said, it's moving with you. I said, oh, okay. And I said, and I bent over. I said, what's my shadow doing now? They said, it's bending over with you. The shadow was not me, but it's my image. So what was I really saying? I was saying that that shadow could not be any different than what I formed it to be. Now, the root word for image is the Latin word immitari. I-M-I-T-A-R-I. Immitari. Well, what does this mean? Which means to copy or imitate. Woo! Get that? Okay, here's the wife. God says, love your wife as I love the church. Imitate me. He took us over to the 13th chapter of St. John, washed the disciples' feet, and he said, imitate me. And as soon as one of the brothers made me mad, when I first started pastoring the church, I told him I'd kick his stuff out of his stuff. Right in the middle of the church, folks. And you know what I called it? Love. What a big lie that was. So what is it that I'm really saying? So I use the word, so when we look at that Latin word, imitari, which means to copy or imitate, and I say imitate means to follow the model. Follow the model. Whatever the model says or whatever the model does, that's what we need to be following. Well, folks, I hope I'm leaving some things with you that's going to cause you to think. And when one of the brothers was disturbed with my speaking on this, I say to him and to them, I'm a copy of what not to do, because I've been married and divorced right in the same church. Divorced man. Cursed man. Ugly man. Just don't know how to act. But I was going to blame. So I cannot tell you that I was all of that, because I was not. So I urge you to do a self-inspection. Ask the Holy Spirit to check you out. And I'm going to ask you to do that this morning, because the Lord Jesus has provided for us. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In other words, brothers and sisters, I can tell you today that I'm brand new. I ain't got no sin. In fact, I ain't had none. Did you hear that one? And the reason why I ain't is because I'm totally forgiven. That's how much the Lord loves us. So when your wife or your husband or your friend or whoever else go against you, don't get all upset. Remember one thing. You can get clean, and all you have to do is ask him to forgive you. Do you pay for it? Yes, you do. But God is good, folks. And I really want to leave that with you to think about. And I hope this week and today that you will give some thought to what I've just shared with you today. God, we thank you now for this privilege to be together here with Brother Melvin and KRAJ 100.9 FM. I thank you for that privilege to be here. Thank you for giving me, by the Holy Spirit, the power to speak with authority and to confess my own sins, not only to you, Lord, but those who will listen to us today will recognize the fact that I've been on both sides of the track, both bad and the good. But if I had to measure myself, I'd probably measure myself up tall on the bad side. But on the other hand, I've been forgiven. Thank you, Lord, and bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, folks, this is it. I thank God for you, and we'd love to invite you to come by and visit with us at our church. Our worship service starts every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and our Sunday school starts at 9:45. If you love to go to Sunday school, we have some wonderful teachers. And that's every Sunday morning. We're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California. And so I want you to come by and visit with us. And what I'd like to do also is to tell you that on the fourth Sunday in this month, February, we're having two young brothers that's going to be speaking at our church that's going to be talking about the Black History item and going to be talking about that in relationship to the Word of God. And they're going to give us some information. So we have two fine brothers, young men, who will be speaking here at our church on that Sunday at the 10 o'clock hour. So in that evening, right after church, we have all kind of people who will have all kind of food that you can buy there, all kind of displays, you name it, it's going to be there. So looking forward for you coming by to visit with us. Do not, we're not looking for people to come and visit with our church at 10 o'clock if you have your own worship. That you need to be at home and you need to be at enjoying whatever God has given you to enjoy. God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you whenever you can. Amen.